Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Number eight. Hello.
And actually, before we get back to Christina, there's two things that I just want to bring to everybody's attention. This morning in Newsday, Madeline Singus, somebody who had wound up going to jail for 2 years for a scam. And we've done these programs in the past, Project Safe, but this is amazing. He, 31-year-old construction worker, but he didn't have an actual company, was ringing the bells at people's houses, telling them something was wrong, and that he would be calling the building department and adult protective services because they were living in a house that required work.
Where was this going on?
Throughout Hempstead, throughout Nassau County.
Oh, my God.
Malvern, Garden City, I mean, all over, not in a specific area. And $100,000 he got, which wasn't a lot, but he got caught, and he's going to jail for 2 to 3 years, I think it
Good.
Was. But the point is, this is what they get. I mean, they ring the bell. One guy, he said the paint was something and the roof was something, and harassed them by saying, I'm going to call the building department, they'll put you out of your house, and then adult protective services. And that's what happens. All of a sudden, you're petrified that your kid's going to turn around and say, Dad
Mom,
I told you this before. You're incompetent. You shouldn't be living here.
And that's that whole issue, a major piece with this, any kind of scam, really, when they're targeting especially the older population, because it's you don't want to, you're fearful, and that's what they're preying on, because they said, because you're sitting there and immediately think that. And that's a huge piece, because people that we've actually talked to that have been involved in this, they said, well, I didn't want my son to find out, that I messed up, I did, and it becomes this whole thing, and then you fall into these scams,
that's
and it's
horrendous.
You just
get sucked into it, and it's a shame, and it's fear-based. And people are given the money, and I somebody obviously made a complaint. I didn't go into detail how they found him, but he didn't even have a legit company. He just said he had a company, so it wasn't even a license. Even if it was licensed, he was still going to jail.
No.
But
kept his expenses down.
Right, exactly. But those are the things that people have to watch out
for.
Yes. Yeah,
and the other thing you have to watch out for, but it's past now, is these holiday parties, but they'll be coming up, and drinking.
Yeah.
And Halloween, I didn't realize, there's Bacardi has a 151 rum,
151
proof rum.
They do.
And college kids use this to wind up with hazing.
Is it 75 proof, right?
I don't know.
Well, you can light it and it goes on fire.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah. Not that I know or anything, guys.
I figured that might have been at your Halloween party.
It was not at it. Now that I'm a homeowner, there'll be no flames inside my house.
151 proof.
Well, that means it's 75% alcohol.
That's what it is. I have no idea. Oh, yeah, because the alcohol is half.
Yeah. No, I remember.
David's familiar
alcohol
with
when I was in the Army. It was 190 proof.
They had 190 proof? Wow. But you know what else is significant about 151? David, do you know what else is significant about 151?
It's the number of days to Christina's birthday.
Oh, I
That's
love
right,
it when a
David.
Plan comes together.
That's right. David can come back now. He buzzed
less
with
than half
question.
A year already. Oh, wow. Time flies.
I mean, the pressure is really on, John. It's very serious. Time is flying, and it'll certainly be here very fast. I mean, I can't believe, it was just, it feels like yesterday we were just, counting.
But if someone says, really? The perfect answer is, I've made it.
That's right.
Well, that's true.
You
like
prove
it.
You can.
That's Well, that was a really fun little fact there, John. Thank
you,
little, as always.
Some little facts there.
But enough about that. The Yes We Can Community Center, I really want to encourage people to go, because that's in Westbury. It's a beautiful facility, and there's a lot of programming going on that we're doing. There's the Color Me Calm class, which is something that we've been doing a while now, and it's all about this, how coloring is really a meditative activity, and it helps relieve stress and improve your mood. And you're able to also socialize while doing it. So that is alternated there as well. And the next one is November 17th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then we have our fabulous Exercise for Balance and Strength course, which is through our partnership with Winthrop University. So they come over there and they teach you all different tricks and tools and give you all different information. The next one of that is it was today, and then the next one will be November 17th. I can't believe we're in November. I'm like,
I know.
it's really throwing me off. That's 11:30 to 12:30. And then there's also a group called What in the World is Going On? And that's a discussion group that is through one of our Project Independence volunteers facilitates that. So the next one will be on December 1st for that one. But that's another thing I really want to encourage people to do. You know, we're fortunate in Project Independence. You know, obviously we can't provide, we're a small staff, we can't provide all different programs. So what we have been doing is a lot of people have been volunteering that are PI members that have had a particular skill set whatever it might be. You know, it's like our Barbara Melman, who's been on the radio show a bunch of times, does our technology for the Terrified. Mm-hmm. She's actually going to be doing one, I believe it's in December, on how to find travel information and book a trip online. Hmm. And different ways, because she is avid.
Oh, she's unbelievable with that, too.
It's amazing.
Scholars. I have a couple of websites that she gave me.
Yeah.
There's something in New York she has, what you can do for free every day in New York City.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, and that's what, you know, and I think it's great because she'll, and that's part of it, too. So she'll show you those kind of things and also different coupons that
she
knows.
Program, she's coming on the radio?
She's doing a program.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A program at Clinton G. Martin Park on that. And I think it's really just it's definitely beneficial, and it could open the world for a lot of people who are completely confused on how to navigate that. So she's doing that. You know, we also have our
just actually before you move on, and we're not plugging anybody. Bed Bath & Beyond. I was in there like a week ago.
Say the coloring books.
Yes.
Yes, a whole every
huge
different topic.
Selection of them, and the smallest little one is to
I love that, and I think that's a great...
And up front, too, so you know it's a popular thing at this point.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's by the cash registers.
What were they?
These books.
It's these, and I actually, you know, well, anybody that came to the conference, so we had a little section where we did these mindfulness coloring, so I made a little booklet, you know, just a small little one I made with some designs, because these coloring books, it's not your average coloring book, you know, they're very intricate, so they're tiny designs, you know, and very tiny little lines, so you really have to concentrate, too. So it's almost like you could actually hang up like by the time you're done. So everyone that came to the conference walked away with a little Project Independence mindfulness coloring booklet.
Oh, okay, okay.
Too, and it's really great. They have all different things. I got a calendar once, which was nice.
You can they're wonderful. You know, David, you know what a kaleidoscope is?
Yes, oh, yeah.
It's almost like that.
That's
you're not painting one big flower pink. Yeah, you got 100 colors in this little, and each one is half the size of a penny.
Yeah.
So you have to just keep. It's really, you know.
It's definitely.
The whole idea is to force your attention into it.
Yeah. So, and on you know, back to the volunteers, we have Martha Cohen, who she did our World in Motion group, but now she is doing the Project Independence Players group, which is an improvisation drama group. They do music, dance, movement, poetry, performance. It's really to kind of gather people together through art to kind of show your life experience, and it's just a fun participation. And we're hoping that at the end of this, there'll be some kind of event and showcase the players, which I think will be really great. So they meet on Tuesdays. The next one will be November 14th at Clinton G. Martin Park from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. And also, I want to remind people, you know, that as we said earlier, we had the Medicare talk at our conference. But if you missed that, on Friday, November 17th, Medicare Part D, which plan is right for you, will be at the Great Neck Social Center. Danielle Ezzo, we've actually had her on the radio before. She's wonderful. She's over at St. John's University. And you'll actually have an appointment with her or one of her different
people. To figure out the
people.
Drugs? Okay.
Yeah, you come and you could bring a whole list of all your current medications. She can go over it with you and let you know kind of what is the best plan for you, which I think is really great because it's really overwhelming. I mean, we were talking about it and it's just there's so many pieces and it's a really hard thing to kind of wrap your head around what plan is correct for you, you know.
Actually, the other place to call, and I don't have the number, is Family and Children's.
Yes, because that's who was at our conference, right?
Oh, they were at the conference?
Yeah, that's who did this.
I did a seminar about 2 weeks ago, and Michael Tamaris happened to be at it from, and he said, can I speak for a few minutes? And he did. And they have, like, the computer. You can call them up or sit down with them, and I'm taking seven different drugs.
And it's free, which is really
nice. Yeah, and it's
free. Yeah.
Seven different drugs, and they'll give you the plan to choose that gives you the best bang for the buck on that. The most ridiculous thing in the world, that every plan only covers certain drugs.
Yeah.
So you have to take a chance. Like, you might have six, well, four on one and two or the other, so you have to figure out which one's more expensive and go get the bang. It's silly.
No, and, you know, it was last week. when we talked, it was last year. I was like, come on. Well, when we actually talked to Family and Children's Joe Maz over there, we did the phone interview.
Oh, right, right, Joe. Yeah.
You know, and we learned there was, I mean, there's so many different layers. And, you know, we were all impressed to learn, too, just in the Medicare piece, that if you travel outside the country, you're not covered.
Yeah.
You know, we were all like, oh, my God, you know, we had no idea that that was the case. You know, so there's so many Medigap different, you know, so there's all these different layers of things, you know, that you need to talk. And he is so knowledgeable. So, and it's
outside of America. If something happens to you, you're on your own. You have no coverage on Medicare. You have to make some plan prior to going. I mean, I just assumed, you know, if you had Aetna or whatever it is privately, you'd get covered, but it's not the case.
No, absolutely. And just quickly, we also have another class coming up on November 30th called Fit Brain, Calm Mind. And this class is a three-week series, and it's going to combine brain games and this mindfulness coloring through Joanne Tricarico. She is one of our PI nurses, and Audrey Dinsdale, who is one of our JASTA social workers. This is going to be at the Roslyn Community Center from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So I think it's a great class.
Oh, yeah. There's... Every class is great.
Yeah, it's all about staying stimulated.
Yeah, how you want, and also what people like to do versus something else. Somebody would like the coloring, somebody may not like the coloring.
Right, and that's what's nice is that you have the options. Exactly, you can do it all or you can do one of them. So that's something that, I just want to remind people quickly before I see time running out that the North Hempstead's fourth annual Veterans Donation Drive has officially kicked off. They're looking for personal care items, new clothing. It's going to be at all different locations throughout the town. You can call 311 to get a list of what is needed as well. So that's it.
Terrific. And every year that turns out to be a nice event.
Yeah, it's boxes upon boxes. It's boxes. I think it's great, yeah.
And people have the stuff. So it's nice. You know, what are you doing? It's $5, it's $10, but combined,
it makes a huge donation difference from the
town. But basically, we're out of time. Again, this has been a wonderful show. Thanks to Christina. You really do, you know, picking the people to come on the show. It's a hard job, but it mixes very well, and it's terrific. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And until next week, we hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll be here next Friday.